In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just 2 weeks ago, Christians gathered in churches to celebrate the eve of the Nativity of our Lord. In many different places, and according to local traditions of many believers, the worshipers there held candles in their hands at a candlelight service. And the combined soft light of those candles altered the darkness of the night. Some 2,000 years ago, the true light broke into this world of darkness. The human race, lost in sin and the darkness that sin brings, was forever altered by the light of the incarnation. God had become man, the conqueror of sin, of death, and of hell itself. All the forces of darkness had now entered the world to bring light and life to all that dwell in darkness. But the thing about darkness is it doesn't go down easy. It doesn't want to give up its hold on the world. Try going into a totally dark room, turning on the light, and seeing the light dispel the darkness, and then flipping the switch back. Immediately, the darkness fills the room once more. And so it is with the darkness of the world. Before Paul wrote the words of the text that was just read, he had written that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying peace and safety. Though the light has come, the world continues to prefer its darkness. And it will do so until the great and final day of Christ's return, when eternal light will break through forever the darkness, the night of this world. All the while, though, people are, quite frankly, enjoying the darkness. We convince ourselves that we have safety and peace. Paul says they sleep at night and they get drunk at night with the false assurance that darkness is somehow their friend, comforting them with its cloak of a false peace and a false safety. And how easy it is to buy into the lie of the darkness. We too want peace and safety. One thing we don't want is conflict with the darkness. And so we avoid that conflict. Yes, even within the church herself, we avoid conflict over truth. We allow error to have its place, first very quietly, then on equal footing with truth, and then finally the error becomes the dominating force. When truth is compromised, those errors come not from the source of light, but from the darkness that's around us. But what does Paul say? He says, "You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or the darkness." To be a son of something is to bear the quality of that thing of which you are a son. To be a son of light is to bear the quality of being a light in the darkness of this world, not the quality of being the sons of the darkness. And you were made a son of light in this world of darkness. You were made a son of light by the Christ, whose birth the angels heralded in Bethlehem as that light shone forth in that darkness of night. You were made a son of light in the darkness of Calvary, when the child of Mary was nailed to a cross and took upon himself all the darkness of this world. You were made a son of light when the Christ broke forth from the tomb on Easter morning, once and forever dispelling all the power of sin, death, and hell, and breaking Satan's hold on this world. You were made a son of light when the name of the Holy and Blessed Trinity was pronounced over you with the water. You were made a son of light. When you knelt at the altar and you joined with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven as they even now praise the Lamb who is the light. As Paul put it, God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. It is into a world of darkness that you will be sent as a son of light, as one who bears that quality of the one whose son you are. When the darkness seeks to obscure the light of Jesus, when the darkness of our world seeks to make the most holy and blessed Trinity just one option among a pantheon of gods, you are sent to bear witness as a son of the light to the true light. When the darkness around us is most intense, when others claim with the approval of the religious world and the approval of our culture that the true God belongs on stage with idols, the sons of light bear witness to the light. When others say peace and safety in our darkness, you look for the day of the Lord. And yes, the darkness will hate the light because the light destroys its power. So the sons of light will be hated by the sons of darkness. Thus it must be. But there is no fear, because he did die for us, so that we, whether we're awake or asleep, may live together with him until that day comes and we stand before his throne, before the Lamb who is himself the light, and rejoice forever, not in the darkness, but in the light. There is peace and safety, and there alone. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.